Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
This Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them, love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbay.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is what it is.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down a rock, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wear, what is foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's place in the band.
Now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on live with your girl, Miss Mo Better. My other divas are running, they coming, they just got a little stuff going on.
Yeah.
But, I got Ray Queen in the building right now. What's going on, Ray?
Not a lot. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy hump day. Happy hump day. And what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing but this smile on my face. I'm feeling awesome today. I must say I am.
Oh, good. That's a wonderful feeling, huh?
Mm-hmm. I needed it.
You care to share?
Well, yesterday I wasn't feeling good. I mean, I really was down and downright sick yesterday. So for me to wake up today and feel good is, I'm smiling.
I know that's right. That's an awesome thing. I'm with you on them days, on them down days and stuff. I know how that goes, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anytime that you feel good, celebrate it. You go, girl.
Amen, yeah. It was like a nightmare. Oof.
Oh, my God. What is this? Aries season? Happy birthday. Is this Aries or Taurus?
Yes. We're still in, we're just about to go into the Taurus.
The Taurus season, right?
Yes.
Well, happy birthday to anybody that's celebrating a birthday out there. Y'all know, celebrate responsibly. Well, we have a GQ pal. Got a bomb there, Jarrell. Hey, we have the birthday of CEO Rich Money's son, Marquise. Birthday. Happy birthday to him is coming up.
Happy birthday to ya.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes.
Thank you, Gary. Y'all know me. Y'all know. I tell you, we're going to have that karaoke night one night on the
we
show.
We need it. We gonna, need
everybody
it.
Get on there
and
put their best foot forward.
Yes.
Get their best foot forward, you know what I'm saying? You never know who's listening. You never know.
Yes.
So how's your week been,
It's been all right so far. I've had some blood work done. They done bruised up my arm. I had a couple of doctor's appointments. The heart doctor says so far I'm ticking good, but just in case until the blood work results come back, take this little baby aspirin. And like I said, today I feel good. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but I feel good right now. I really do.
I know that's right. I feel good. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't get me started. It don't take much.
I know, right? How was your week so far? How are you feeling?
Listen, I'm taking it a minute at a time, believe me. I have some days where I'm every bone in my body hurt. The other days, I'm ready to roller skate and dance. You know what I'm saying?
But
I'm all right, though. On behalf of Calfani Radio, we're going to send our condolences out for the passing of Barbara Bush. You know, we actually liked her better than we liked her husband, you know. Again, rest in peace to Barbara Bush. Yeah, she was 92 years old, you know. That's a lot of moons, you know. I have my grandmother who's 92 years old and very fresh. More shit than a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
catch at the right time, and she gonna tell you all the way off.
Oh, of course.
She is gonna tell you all the way off. So, you know, shout out to our EP. And our CEO, Rich Money, and Miss Lavina Archibald.
Amen.
The Archibalds. That sounds like a TV show, right?
Yes. The Black Archibalds. The Black Archibalds. The newlyweds.
It's butter, baby. Baby, baby,
yes,
baby, baby,
yes.
Baby, 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 baby.
I knew that was coming, either that or the bomb, you know.
Yep. Yes.
So
doing a damn thing in the background, definitely.
Yes. If you have no more announcements, then I just
I have two announcements. I got two little ones. Two little announcements. My son will be graduating with his bachelor's degree on 19. the 19th of May.
Oh, go, nephew.
From Buffalo State. Congratulations to Devontae. And my daughter will be graduating June 24th. And we will be having a party for her on June 24th.
Okay.
So congratulations.
That's the day before my birthday. You already know.
Yeah.
And her dad's is the day after mom's.
Dad's is the day after that, yeah.
Yep. So, got cancer all in the building over there. You know how we
God.
Turn up.
Yes.
You know how we turn up.
I know
right.
that.
Uh-huh. So, but y'all know I am an internet troll. I'm always on
uh-huh.
social media and different places, you know, reading different things. And I was watching an interview that Cardi B had given, and she was saying, how she didn't, people wasn't giving strippers enough credit. But
mm-hmm.
my thing is, why would you do an immoral job, have an immoral profession, and want people to respect you morally?
How can you do it?
It sounds like a contradiction to me.
Okay, yeah. I totally agree, yeah. For real. I mean, that's a choice you make. That's a
right.
choice you make doing
right.
that. Selling your
right.
body. Selling. I mean, you're not selling your...
Shaking
that's,
your tail in front of
your,
people, and then you want
right.
them to respect you at the end of the day. See, and what happens is people make it all about money. They forget about moral.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You forget about moral. Like wow, I feel cheap. You understand? Oh, but I got
mm-hmm.
$9,000 in my pocket. So does that $9,000 weigh that out? No, I don't think so, because now you're still raising the question. Like,
right.
why people don't respect them. It's like, oh, it's hard work, and, you know, people work hard at any job that they do, pretty much.
Exactly.
You know, for the most people work hard. You got cashiers
mm-hmm.
that work hard. You have, you know, carpenters that work hard. You got people that work hard all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But they still keep their dignity and their respect and their self-respect, because they're not out mm-hmm. taking their clothes off so people
exactly.
can look at you like a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I kind of think it's a cop out, in my personal opinion.
I mean, I know people have paid their way through college doing that, and, you know, it pays their bills
yeah.
and this and the other. But to me, I just don't see, there's no class in it. I don't consider it a job, but that's just my opinion. That's my
right.
opinion.
Right. Well, I mean,
know.
You know, that's how we work over here on GQ Palace Radio. We deal with strictly opinion. Everybody's
yes.
entitled to their own opinion, and how
mm-hmm.
you feel about things might not agree with someone else, but that, again, that's still your own opinion. So,
right.
but I that's don't contradict yourself. Don't contradict
yes.
what you claim you stand for and all of that stuff. You know what comes along with the territory. And if you're going to feel some type of way after you do it, then don't do it.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
stop taking the lazy way out. Instead of going to, you know, college or somewhere, or taking a lesser job or whatever until
and,
you can
right.
actually do it.
I know I'd rather work smarter. I you know, rather than lower my standards
right.
to, you know, do something like that. I mean, to each his own, don't get me wrong. There are some girls out there that, you know, maybe their self-esteem is not where it needs to be. Their self-worth is not up to par. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they don't have diplomas, or they don't have,
right.
you know, so they, I can see, I could understand, you know, doing that. But,
right.
In my opinion, it's just, no, period, just no, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's, you know, again, there's ways and stuff. There's other avenues that you can take that
yeah.
you don't have to sell your soul. You might have to work a little harder, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to work a little harder. But there are
mm-hmm.
other means, you know. And
yeah.
I'm digging up my daughter who's went to college, graduated from college, and now is going back for her master's degree because, again, she wasn't willing to sell her soul to say that you have a couple of dollars. And not only that, they might be living a little nicer now. Oh, I got the apartment on whatever drive and this and that, but you still can't retire off it. You still don't have a retirement plan.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, exactly. Back and like, I
said, hey. Hello.
Hey.
Who is this, Storm?
Yes.
Hey, Nav. What's
you guys
up,
can
darling?
Hear me. I'm driving from the concert, so I hope you guys can hear me.
Yes,
okay.
You can.
You can hear me good? Okay, good. How y'all doing?
Can you hear me now?
All right.
Well, I got T-Mobile. I don't know.
Oh, please. I have Boo, so, you know, listen.
So we have the same thing.
I think all of these cellular service suck.
What y'all talking about?
We were just talking about, I was just stating to Ray that I was watching an interview that Cardi B was giving, and she was saying how people don't really respect strippers, but I'm like, how do you pick a moral profession and want people, an immoral profession, and want people to respect you morally?
That's tough, you know, because for me, I feel like if you pick that profession, you know what it is, you know?
Right.
Or you know how people feel about it, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, doesn't matter. You know how people feel, you know?
Right.
And, you know, she also made a statement mentioning how she'll do anything for some change, you know, a little bit of change, you know.
Of
so
course.
Her saying like that, that lets you know what it is, you know, like,
yep.
You know, she'll do whatever she got to do to make a little bit of money, you know.
Well, my thing is, though, don't look for that respect, you know, when you putting yourself out there like that, you know. And to say that, oh, it's not easy stripping. Listen, it's not really easy doing anything when you got to get out there and work, but if you're going to feel some type of way because some people are not feeling that, then don't get mad. You can't get mad. That's a contradiction.
But
double standard.
There's so many people out there, girl. Like, if somebody don't like it, obviously there's a lot of people that do. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's kind of like it might not be, you know, that profession might not be for everybody. Like, me personally, I damn sure can't do it.
Not gonna happen.
Can't do it. Won't do it. It's not gonna happen. You know, but some people can get out there and they can do what they gotta do and they can make their moves and make some change. You know, and use it as a come up. You know, only thing I do applaud her for is using it as a come up and not making that one profession, you know, describe who she is. Like, no, you use that to get that money to be able to elevate you to the next level, which is. You know, to me, I kind of applaud her for that because she wasn't out there robbing and stealing nobody, you know, to make, you know, to get up to the next level. So to me, I say I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. You know, I would hope and pray that none of our children would ever think twice about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, I cannot.
It's to each his own, but again, she can't get mad because not everybody agrees with it. You understand? And that's what she was really adamant about it. Like, well, we have to do a lot of this. We got to do a lot of that. Okay, that's what you chose to do.
Which
you know, there was other avenues
else
that you could have taken. You know, not everybody, just because they feel you now in your music doesn't mean they like that stripper Cardi. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you've moved on. Close that chapter in your book.
But you know what, though, Diva? I'm going to be honest with you. A part of me feels like, regardless of my personal opinion on it, there's still a lot of people out there that like that stripper image, that like that performance, that like that sex sell. You know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, that like it. And to me, I just wish that, like, show the kids, show the youth the other side of it. You know, it's not all about dancing to make your money and walking home safe. No, it's dangerous out there. Why don't you talk about that? Tell them all avenues of that walk that you chose to walk. Don't just make it seem like it's all peaches and cream. You get on a stage with some nice heels and you work the pole and you're good to go. No.
And you got your money,
everything. Right. Tell them the whole story behind it. Because you
right.
don't want the youth feeling like, oh, you know what? Well, Cardi B can get out there and shake her behind and, you know, she can make some change and it's all safe for her. I could do it. It's safe and I can make some money. No,
I can do that too.
The whole story. That's the only
right.
thing I feel like a lot of the artists don't do. They don't tell the whole story behind it.
Tell them how you're grinding
24/7 and how you might have got robbed in the back of the club or how you had to turn a trick to make that money. You know,
right.
yes. that money that you thought you was going to make at the end of the night. Tell them all about it. Don't just make it seem like, oh, I can go dance and make some money. Just not for nothing.
Yes.
Money. That well goes dry sooner or later.
That's
exactly.
And when that well goes dry, guess what? God forbid, you can't do them stripper moves you used to do before. Tell the youth how you're going to have a plan B. Or if you do it, use it to get to the next level. Don't make it your career. Don't make it just your lifeline.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because a lot
right.
of kids nowadays, you know, they get hooked on that fast money, whether it's club money or whatever it is.
And then when you get older, imagine if someone does that for a very long time, they somehow keep their body intact or whatever, and then all of a sudden you hurt yourself.
Surgery.
And then you go to... You know, you go to retire or whatever. It's going to show that you never worked a job on the books.
That's
so
a fact.
Get some, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. What's your retirement? What's your retirement?
Yeah,
what's
you ain't got no 401 A, K, B,
yeah.
or C.
But you know what, though?
Exactly.
Okay. But you know, Ray, it's funny that you mentioned that because not
mm-hmm.
for nothing, there's a lot of artists out there nowadays that blew through. So, and even, old, you know, not I don't want to say old-time artists, but artists from back in the day also, you know,
uh-huh.
who have blew through millions and millions of dollars, and they have
uh-huh.
nothing right now.
Nothing.
Right.
You have
not even
nothing
healthcare. Not even
you
healthcare.
You have nothing.
You know what that's called? That was called them being nigger rich.
You know,
they got them
well,
couple of dollars, and they thought
mm-hmm.
they had it going on and didn't plan for nothing.
Right, they didn't plan for that day.
They didn't plan for nothing.
Not
all they knew
more,
is that
you know?
At that moment, I got a $50,000 check right now that I can go cash. You understand
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? So
but
it's not like
so
we don't have any health insurance and
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's why a lot of them end up with tax evasion because they get that money, don't even pay tax, they don't do anything.
Right. They don't
they just
nothing,
get it
they don't
and get it and spend
either,
it.
Though. But you know what? It's sad to say, but they don't know nothing about it because the only thing they know is you're taking these kids from the street and you're giving them a little bit of chump change. The only thing they know is they're making this chump change. They're going to keep it moving. They don't know nothing
yep.
about paying no tax on that dollar, you know,
we'll
or
see.
Paying the IRS that money. And not for nothing, a lot of the people who they have in their corner aren't really in their corner. If they did have a good support system, that support system would let them know. You know what? You might have made that $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, but you might
uh-huh.
want to put that side to the side and make sure
yes.
you pay that tax on it, because you're gonna have to pay
yep.
that eventually.
Yeah, you gotta pay tax on all that stuff. Anything that you buy, that you
receive.
But
then again, I don't know. Donald Trump did it.
Like you said,
I don't know. Donald Trump did it though.
Well, we're talking about a whole different caliber of people. Believe me. You
no,
can't even compare them, believe me.
I can because when it comes down to you paying taxes, you don't pay your taxes, you don't pay your taxes. It don't matter if you got 10,000 or you got a million. If you're not paying your taxes, you're in the same category, just a different amount of money. It's the same thing.
The reason I said they had different caliber of people is because he has people that can erase his, that it'll make it go away.
But I bet he didn't even always
the entertainers
that can
don't.
It. You know what I'm saying? But I beg to differ. I beg to differ. If, okay, Toni Braxton, perfect example. She
mm-hmm.
done been broke how many times?
Mm-hmm.
Not paying taxes. MC Hammer, not paying
yes.
no taxes. And these
yes.
are people who have people in their corner that should have made sure that they paid their taxes.
That they handle their business. But
now,
you know why?
Donald
because they're
Trump.
Too busy greasing their palms first.
Right, but guess what? Donald Trump, too. Guess what? To me, I'm not giving him a shortcut no way. I feel the same exact way as if he don't pay his taxes or if an artist don't pay their taxes or MC, whichever way you prefer to call yourself, it doesn't matter. If you're not paying taxes, you're just as guilty as the next man. It don't matter if you
Amen.
Got somebody that's going to erase it for you, delete it for you, or make it seem
mm-hmm.
like it don't exist. There's people nowadays, you can call up a different credit man if you want to and say, you know what, make this disappear off my credit. I don't got to be a millionaire to get it done, but I can get it done. You know what I'm saying? There's people out there that can do it all, and it don't matter. I can listen. Where
they at? Because I'm working with Lexington Law right now fixing my credit.
But guess what? There's a company out there that, and obviously it can't be that legit, you know, out there. But they could erase whatever's on your credit. Come on, they could do it for somebody like me that makes what $60,000-$70,000 a year. How come they can't do it for someone that's making a million? It's the same difference. It doesn't make a difference. If they could erase it for me, they could erase it for anybody else. So it depends on your walk of life.
But
it
see,
depends on
the
what
thing
you
is,
do.
I'm going to give it
same
to you
thing.
Like this, Storm. I'm going to give it to you like this. See, you're like the little guy. You know, no disrespect. You're like
oh,
the little
no,
guy.
I'm taking.
But the
I'm
entertainers
taking.
And all that stuff, they go after them because they can exploit them a little more. You understand? They do. Look at Mary J. Blige with all the stuff she was going through because of taxes. Look at Lauryn Hill went to jail because of taxes. And again, these are the same type of people that could have been in the same boat as Donald Trump. Nothing happened to Donald Trump for not paying his taxes. Nothing happened to this man because he's in a whole different caliber where he has people that can really make this stuff disappear.
Uh-huh.
They made that stuff and you're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars from him. You know, they can come get you for $4,500 and want to put you in doggone jail. Listen, we know what type
now.
Of world we live in. We know this type of country we're dealing with and who right now has the upper hand. And see, like you were saying, as far as like the entertainers and these rappers and stuff that are not invested, because they weren't taught better. They're not taught better.
The thing that I do like about, you know, our Wednesday show is that it's going by straight opinion. And the difference, though, between, you know, Miss Mobetta and myself is I feel like whether you're a $1 million, you know, person and you making all this money or you're the average Joe Schmo that's out there, I treat you the same. I feel the same exact way. Taxes are taxes. I got to pay my taxes.
Right.
Somebody else can't pay theirs.
Right.
So it's like what I think of it as a whole, where it doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong.
Oh, that's a
it
fact.
Doesn't matter
exactly.
to me that you Donald Trump, you know, or that you could be myself. It don't matter. What's right is right and wrong is wrong.
Gotta
I
pay
like
those taxes.
He's 100% wrong for not paying his taxes.
That is wrong, and I think he should be in jail.
But guess what? There's somebody probably sitting next to you, or somebody that you might know that ain't paying theirs either. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, but guess what? But to me, honestly, it don't matter. If you got income coming in, you should be paying your taxes. If
That's
you
right.
own a business, you should be paying your taxes. If you own a hotel or you own a whole chain of stuff, you should be paying your taxes. It
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter to me.
You're supposed
who you
to.
Are. And to me, I feel like, go ahead.
We have a caller. Dave, are you there? Hello, Dave.
Ding, 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 ding. I got to ring this bell, man.
Drop a bomb or ring a bell. Please. Hi, Dave.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Yes, David, from the building. Welcome back.
Welcome.
I just signed
in. Oh, my God, it's been a minute.
I don't want you guys going at each other's throat. That's why I chimed in, man. I see like y'all was about to. I was going to hear that.
We good over here. Don't let that fool you. No, we good.
We would never do that.
No.
Yeah, this is nothing. That's the good thing about, like I said, about the Wednesday show, is that everything is your opinion. There's no right or wrong. Your opinion is your opinion. It's straight opinion. But we good. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah.
Well, Let me put some blood in this water here because
stir it up, stir the
Stop
pot.
Because I feel my fangs growing.
Stop it.
And I'm feeling like blood tonight. So listen, I saw the.
I'm sorry.
Topic is supposed to be about these guys that got arrested in Starbucks. Did I miss that?
Oh wait,
no, we didn't
what?
Talk about that yet.
Oh, we didn't. My bad.
Not yet.
All right.
That was our next thing.
All right, so what was the deal on the taxes? What are you guys debating on the taxes? Because, listen, me personally, by law, we're not allowed. We're not supposed to be paying taxes. Taxes is for businesses. Now, listen, I don't want to throw too much out there, but taxes is for corporations. This is the United States Corporation. We are not employees of the United States. That's the Senate, the Congress, and such of those of that nature. Those are the people who pay taxes because they are employed by the corporation of the United States.
Uh-huh.
You, the layperson that works for somebody else, they're not required to pay taxes. This has already been established in the court of law, in the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another situation. The other thing is, listen, I haven't been on for a long time, but I'm still thinking about you ladies, and that's why I called in. Because, oh, congratulations on being a newlywed there, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You
thank
see,
you so much.
You see the difference between when you're single and when you're married? You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Nature takes over. Listen, nature
it
takes
does.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. When nature takes over, it hits at your heart. And you're going to start going through some emotions that you never went through before because now you're saying, this is my husband. And
mm-hmm.
he's saying, my wife. And that wasn't the case before.
That's
you
right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But listen,
yes. All right.
What God joined together, let no man.
Man put asunder.
There
that's
you
right.
go. All right? So
yes,
that's what
yeah,
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But listen, as far as the Starbucks thing, let me
yeah,
just switch
that?
Off.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about that real fast. Yeah. I want to see y'all feedback on that.
Here's my position. People are on code. You understand what I'm saying? These people are on code.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that they sent out some kind of memo to the whatever's going on that they need to create some more disruptions because of what's going on here with our elected official here. You understand?
You always say that, yes. Mm-hmm. You're right.
He is sending bombs into Syria because of an alleged gas attack. Meanwhile, have poison water in Michigan for what, 5 years? Right? Each bomb that they sent to Syria could fix
mm-hmm.
the water problem in Michigan. Each bomb.
Oh, wow.
Right? But we are
mm-hmm.
over here at Syria, and we have a situation going on here, like men getting kicked out of Starbucks, LA Fitness. They kicked the guys out of there. The guy had been a member for 8 years. And, you know, they call 8 cops on an unarmed man in L.A. Fitness. You understand?
Wow.
So this,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this what's going on. So I think they
sent
a memo.
A lot of distractions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to get the distractions so as to keep the focus off of what's going on.
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
But give it a couple of weeks, and you're going to see some things that you've never seen before happening right before your eyes. Listen, people may not believe in the scriptures, but I'll tell you what. Wars and rumors of wars and what's going on and the little horn and all this stuff in the scripture, that's
mm-hmm.
Iran. Hope people are paying attention. Get your affairs in order. Get your affairs in order. Love your kids, love your husband, love the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Get your affairs because it's about to hit the fan. But go ahead.
Wow.
But
you know what, Dave? Just real quick though. So there was a you guys. I believe you guys know. The airplane that came down, that the sergeant that was killed out in Riverhead, remember? He was away at war, and they just had his funeral not too long ago. Think back, Briggs, I think the last name was.
Right.
I told someone that I think that that plane got shot down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
They were trying to run me down that I didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, if you practice the same route, right, all the time, and this is what you train to do, right? You're trained to do this, and you do this every single time. But this one time, they say, oh, it was a malfunction. That didn't make sense. And then 2 weeks after that, another plane went down. And it was the same situation. Now they're saying, oh, well, you know, when they were flying, they went across, they went to a different area that they weren't supposed to go on. Okay, so it got shot down, like I said. it got shot down. It wasn't like, oh, there was a malfunction. And it, you made me think of it when you said distractions, because I kept telling somebody that we have to be extremely careful, and our family members that's out there, they have to be very careful, because what's happening is all these things that they're saying is a malfunction all of a sudden isn't really a malfunction. That's a distraction of what's really going on. They went to a different territory that they probably didn't mean to go to, looking for a shorter route to get back to where they was going, and it got shot down. I'm sticking to that story because in my head, that's what I believe. I believe that you can't say that there was four or five people on that same airplane and nobody knew the right way to go, and then it was a malfunction. No, I'm not denying that. I believe that was a distraction for what actually took place, and it happened twice, 2 weeks apart. And the only reason I felt like we knew so much out east about it was because the person was from out east. You know, his family was from Riverhead, so that's how we got the different story and stuff like that. But in all reality, if you sit back and you listen to what they're saying, a malfunction, how? Twice in 1 month, it happened twice. I don't believe that. I'm sorry. I'll tell anybody. They need to check into that, because that sounds like it was a distraction and you ended up going on different territories where you weren't supposed to go, but it was like a quicker route to get back, and you got shot down. I'm telling you, that, Dave, it just made me think of that when you said that. But that's the argument that I had the other day of that was a distraction to me. I believe that people want you to think that it was a malfunction, but yet everybody
sacrifices.
You think that's part of the job?
That our government be sacrificing our people, but for their own selfish gain, like be a fight over oil, like.
Well, here's the thing,
you know,
if you remember Ron Brown, he was with Reagan back in the days. This was a few years back, and Ron Brown, he was on the plane that they said had a malfunction, but come to find out that they wanted him out of the way, so they brought the plane down, whoever else was with him, right?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't a malfunction, though.
Wasn't a malfunction. If you remember, all the scientists of that plane that went down in, I think, the Philippines or so, it was like 20 or some odd scientists, and they needed to get rid of those scientists because they were coming to a convention about a cancer cure. So they took the whole plane down, and that was also a malfunction, you see. When it came to human life, like us, like Johnny Cochran, he had this heart attack. But unfortunately, he didn't have a heart attack because they considered that a malfunction. Bob Marley, they said he died of cancer. Well, it was proven that one of the agents put a needle in his shoe, stuck him in the foot, and that started that whole procedure. You can check this out. That started that whole procedure, and because of who he didn't want to amputate the toe, so it went further, and this is documented. That was a malfunction. Anyone that's for justice and righteousness always have a malfunction. Malcolm X was a malfunction. Martin Luther King
malfunction.
You know, I mean, it's always a malfunction. Me, I'm very vocal. Listen, they came at me already. You understand what I'm saying? And I know personally what they're capable of doing. You see, because they came at me because I'm very vocal at the same time. You understand? And if they want to find you, they'll find you. Right?
That's right.
They watch what habits, see where you go. They know what you're I mean, I've seen it firsthand. So I know what these people are capable of.
Right. The routine is a routine.
Yeah. If you see a car passing your house and it has like a bunch of like cameras on it and stuff like that, like going back and forth, what they're trying to do is phone signal. They're trying to pick up the signal for your phone so they can tap into where you at. And then they'll send a truck, and the truck has infrared that they can what you're doing in your house. They park outside your house.
Well, I wish they tap into my neighbors. I'm just saying.
You've been talking about the neighbors for a while.
I've been tapping to the neighbors. because it's too much activity going up at the neighbors. I'm just saying, I wish it would happen to the neighbors.
If this happened to your house, you just got married, they might just need to get some X-rated tapes. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
Hey. OMG, Dave, you a mess.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. But, again, we do have to stay aware. And pay attention. Pay attention when you see stuff like that. Like you said, let's cause a diversion. You know, let's keep the black people quiet. Or keep them over in their lane and do something to them. And all the meanwhile, the same time, now Donald Trump had a press conference tonight. I didn't even watch it yet to see what was going on. I don't know if anybody else has.
Mm-mm. What about the concert?
You know, he was talking about Kim Jong-un. If he doesn't talk nice at the meeting, that he's going to leave. You know, like, no tip of tantrum. He's looking for an excuse to push the button.
He's looking for any excuse to push that button,
regardless of who he sacrifices.
Exactly, because once the country goes to war, everything about him and the investigation comes to a halt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Distraction.
Yep. Yeah, everything comes to a halt. As soon as the country goes to war, they know it, everything comes to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
And then the vice president, they hide him off, Pence, they hide him off because just in case anything happens to the president, and then the speaker of the house, they hide him off as well.
Well, then he quit anyway.
Well, he's going to, right?
Yeah.
If anything happens to the president or the vice president, then the speaker of the house, he takes over. So
then he has to take over.
Around. Yeah, you see? So this is, man, I'm so glad that I'm so glad that the vibration is so high tonight, because normally you have people with very low vibration, and low vibration, people that are just constantly watching, you know, the Housewives of Atlanta and all this other stuff, and they miss all the signs.
The important stuff.
They move the bill.
Right. And you know what? You have some people that are very ignorant, like, oh, I don't even watch politics. But you know what? You need to start.
Well, you need to be aware. You need to be
aware.
You need
to be
aware
of what's going on around you. You know, good, better, and different. You need to know what's going on.
Exactly.
You know.
Now, Dave, while we do have you on the line, I just have a quick question for you.
Absolutely.
How do you, like, what's your intake on a lot of the children who, you know, is coming up, you know, excuse my language when I say it, but they're passing away due to father, stepfather, you know, mother's hands. What's your intake on that?
Children that are passing away because of neglect.
They're being abused. They're being neglected. Mm-hmm. What's your intake on that?
I need a little bit more information.
A couple weeks ago, there was two different incidents. One was where the mother was at work, and she met someone who actually had just got out of jail for, I think it was murder or assault. He was in jail for a very long time. He got out. He got paroled. He moved from Florida to New York. He came up in New York, and he met this lady, was living with her, and he was sexually abusing her daughter. And he ended up killing her daughter. I want to say 2 years old, right? I believe she was either two or four years old. The lady did end up having, she had a 3 month old or 6 month old with him, but he sexually abused her daughter and he punched her in the abdomen, and that's what killed her. And
well,
it wasn't her father; it was her stepfather. It was her mother's boyfriend.
Here's the thing. We are all responsible for the decisions that we make. Each and every person is responsible for their own decision. Now, a rational person knows not to bring people around their children, especially that they're dating. You understand?
Right.
Because you don't know the propensity of these people that you just met. And even if you have been dating them for a while, you still don't know what's going on in their head. especially and you have young daughters and so forth, you have to be extremely careful when it comes to these men around your daughters. And now today, you have to be even careful because the men are raping the little boys. And
yes,
this,
they are.
This is something that's been going on, and I'm just going to stick to the community, in the black community for a long time, but it's been swept under the rug. Children have been abused in the black community for a long time. And it's only now that we are seeing the repercussions of that, because when you are abused, you tend to become an abuser yourself. You tend to have mental issues, right? And you do things that are out of the norm. So a lot of times you being abused would identify with an abuser, and then you would get with that abuser because that's what your life pertained to.
Right, you're used to it.
So a lot of times I might want to blame the mother for the actions that she did, but then what happened to her in her previous young life in her stage that caused her to overlook the security of her children over this guy that she just met, and vice versa.
Exactly.
There's a lot going on. You see, the thing is, we have never been healed. We have never been healed. Everything that has happened to us, we never see a counselor. We never get a psychiatrist. We never get down to sit down to talk to each other. You see, and this is what's happening. Constantly visions of our young sons and daughters being shot down like animals. That in itself is traumatic.
Right.
And the only thing we do is let's forgive. No, I'm not forgiving a mother effer. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
Let me tell you something. And my family knows. You come at me and you touch mine, I'm going down with mine. You understand?
That's right.
All that stuff about that's kumbaya. No, ain't no kumbaya here. No kumbaya here.
That's
you touch one of mine, it's going to happen.
It.
Whether it's in
that's
the
right.
court,
that's
or outside, wherever it is. Because we don't stand up for our own. We're going to constantly be picked on. Power only recognizes power. The reason they didn't get Kim Jong-un is because he's got the same stuff that they have. You understand? So they want to talk. If we had some kind of ammunition like what they have, they'll be coming to us and say, hey, folks, let's sit down and talk.
Let's sit down.
Let's talk about this. But you know what? We do have that power. We just don't use it. That financial power. I don't go to Starbucks. I don't go to Walmart. I don't go. There's a lot of places that I don't go because I'm not giving them my money. I'd rather fly to New York, go to a black-owned store, get what I need and come back, or just get it online. That's just
that's
me.
Right. Amen. Amen.
So, you feel me? I support those who support me. You know?
Right.
At the end of the day, we can be angry, we can be upset, we can be bitter, but is it going to make us better?
Right.
Right?
If you're not making a difference, it's not. You know what, David?
You were speaking a lot of valid points, too, about us, you know, we're so quick, oh, we got to forgive. You understand? But that's what we were taught. You understand? This is what has been drilled in the head by the oppressor, by who was feeding us this.
Now, watch this.
Forgive him and move on. It's hard to turn the other cheek sometimes. I'll be ready to fight my boss. You know,
they don't turn the other cheek. That black cop shot that white lady in I forgot the place, the state that he shot in, Hawaii or whatever.
Right.
Did they forgive him?
Exactly.
Nah.
They sure not. I don't remember them forgiving him, but I'm just saying.
They don't.
They didn't forgive him.
Right? Now,
nope.
You touch any one of them. Look at O.J. Did they forgive O.J.?
Nope.
You see what I'm saying? But we so quick, I forgive you. No, man. They don't forgive us.
Right.
They shut us down like dogs.
And they'll keep doing it.
And they'll keep doing it over and over.
They'll
keep doing it. So at some point, we got to stand up and say, listen, man, we're going to go anyway. That's me.
Right.
1987, I flatlined at Jamaica Hospital. So I went down.
Oh, wow.
And I think I told you guys already. I went down and came back up.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So they ain't really much that I can't comprehend. You feel
me?
I've been there, done that. And for my people, some of them, because some of them ain't worth crap. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, ain't, they look like you, but those are the first ones that's going to come against you when something kicks off.
That's right.
You understand? And you call those you call those the house Negroes. You call those the house Negroes.
Yeah.
You see?
Yep.
Bring me a field Negro. Because
give me that cotton-picking Negro. That's the one I want. That cotton-picking one. Listen, I'm not offended when you call me a cotton-picking Negro because that shows what kind of strength I have. That means you fear me.
Yeah, I'm
you
not
understand
offended.
What I'm saying?
True.
Now,
I'm
I was watching
offended.
A video
right.
today. I was watching a video today. These black kids were in Kohl's, right? And this is another example of an Uncle Ruckus house nigga. The kids were in there. They were about to buy some clothes, right? So they were trying the clothes on, sit down, whatever. So the lady, which is a white lady, came over to them and said, "You need to leave our store."
Wow.
So he was like, "Why? We're not breaking any laws. We're not stealing anything. And we're going to purchase the things that we're trying on." You know, they were at the counter. So he saw a guy that he knew, a black man, an officer, but he was with a white woman. So he was like, "Brother, come here for a second." Now, they asked me to leave the store or whatever. They asked me to leave the store or whatever, but I wasn't breaking any laws. I was just going to buy. So you know that black guy going to say, "Well, I think you're being disrespectful to me right now. They have policies that you must follow." He was like, "Wow."
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you that, that raised my blood pressure to 200 over 200. Man, listen. I was like, now that's an example of a house nigga. You know, like, listen, it's going to be very, let me tell you something. The story of slavery and how black people were treated will never go away. So I don't know who's trying to erase it or why you think it is going to, it's not going away. Because like Dave was saying earlier, slavery and all of that stuff was never abolished. It was only pacified. And there's a difference. So when you keep sweeping stuff under a rug, what happens? It keeps growing and growing and growing. And then end up tripping over it. And that's what's happening now. That's
and
what's happening.
Let me show you something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come back to the tax issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's against the law, really.
When we pay our taxes, right, we imprison our brothers and sisters, right? They're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, follow me for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Those same prisoners, they bring them out, and they're cleaning the streets. They have them working in factories. I don't know if you know, but they have them on call centers as well, the prisoners doing call centers, right?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So they have the prisoners doing all this different work, field work. Even components, electrical components, putting together and all this stuff, that's what they have the prisoners doing.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are arguing about taxes and welfare and all this other stuff. But check this out. The prisoners are the ones who have the jobs that these people are arguing over. Because
mm-hmm.
the prisoners are getting 10, 15, 20 cents a day because they don't want to pay you $12, $14, $15, $20 an hour. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So the prisoners doing the slave labor. Meanwhile, they have us arguing at each other's throat. Meanwhile, the prisoners out there doing the jobs that we would have been doing had the prisoners not been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm doing is like, you know, doctors and nurses and different things. But they sometimes have them come to the hospitals and clean up and do different things when you have a certain amount of clearance.
Mm-hmm.
See? So this is what's going on. Slavery was never abolished. They just turned it from slavery to a criminal. That's
yeah,
all it
imprisonment,
is.
Yeah.
Right,
yep.
right, right.
They changed it from slavery to a criminal so that they
mm-hmm.
can go ahead and get the same slave labor out of those
right.
criminals.
Right.
So, listen, I have a question for y'all, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm always getting into discussion about this as well, that how they compare with all of these illegal immigrants and the Hispanics and stuff over here to slavery.
You said how they compare them?
Yeah, they do compare
mm-hmm.
them. They try to compare. I said they can't measure. It doesn't measure.
Well,
at all.
Well
here's the. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dave.
in Georgia, right? This is, you can check this out. In Georgia, they decided that they're going to get rid of all the Mexicans that's picking the peaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Within, I think within 4 months or whatever, because nobody was doing, wanted to do the job. They were then trying to get the Mexicans back to come back and pick the peaches, but here's what happened. The Mexicans had already moved on. So now they were trying to get people to pick the peaches, so then they had to increase the prices of these peaches because the people that were normally picking these peaches, who they considered to be illegal, which in they are not illegal because they are actually the original Talca Indians from the United States. The United States is a part of Africa.
Right.
You see? But they saying that the illegal aliens are taking jobs and the illegal aliens this. Listen, the illegal aliens are the people who we call Europeans who are not really Europeans because they were brought to Europe from the Caucasoid Mountains to work for the black people because they were slaves themselves. So originally they are not Europeans. We call them Europeans, but they're not Europeans. But that's a whole other subject. They don't really have a homeland.
See, I don't know.
No.
To me, I feel like when... If you're like picking apart exactly what type of work they're doing, if that's the mentality that you're having about it, like, okay, well, they're immigrants, so they're going to work them extremely hard or they're going to throw them out in the field, you know, and they're going to pick cotton and we're going to sell them to the highest bidder. It's like, to me, okay, then yes, they're the same, you know.
Right.
Then they're the same. But if you're just saying,
right,
oh, okay, well, because they're immigrants, they're treated just like slaves, I need more information than that, you know?
No, yeah, you're
when
exactly.
You think about it, it's like, okay,
my point
they,
exactly.
Were they similar to the same color as our, you know, as our ancestors? Were they treated the same? Were they worked the same? Were they sold the same? Like,
right.
To me, I think I would need more information because it's hard to tell because, one, I wasn't here, you know? So when you speak to someone that's elderly that was there, you know, they might tell you, okay, well, there was a Spanish person, you know, that was right along with me, you know, who was an immigrant, who didn't belong there, but was there right alongside of me, and they was picking cotton so their fingers was bleeding, and they were sold to the highest bidder, and the master had sex with them as well and gave them a baby.
Right, right,
it's
right,
like when,
right.
It's like if you put it like that, then yes, they're the same. They're one and the same. Only difference is you're just saying one is African-American and one's an immigrant. You know, from where? You see what I'm saying? It's like, because I feel like a lot of people, if you look at the color of their skin, you wouldn't even be able to tell that there's a difference between a black person and a Spanish person, depending on where they're coming from, where they live, where they brought up, what their heritage. You don't know that. So to me, I think I would need more information than that, to me. I mean, but if you talk about the immigrants that at the local Home Depot, you know, that they're here and they asking you, can they come to your house and can they work at your house? No, they're not slaves. They are their own free will. Sorry.
That's right. And they forced their way over here. They dug to get over here. We were forced to get over here.
I know. I was talking to my daughter the other day. I know time is of the essence, Sons and Divas. It's 9:58. We got like 2 minutes.
Is it?
2 minutes until the end of the show. Yes.
Oh my
gosh. Before we go around the table and give our final thoughts on tonight's show, I was talking to my daughter the other day, and she's an AP student. AP, for those who don't know, is higher than honor roll. So all of her friends, or most of her friends, are also AP students. So I asked her something about one of her friends going to college or whatever, and she said, well, Mom, one or two of them, you know, they're going to have problems because they share a social security number with their mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what? She said, yeah, two of my friends, they share a social security number with their mother because they're illegal immigrants. I'm like, how is that done? That's the first time I've heard of that, but that's how a lot of people do it. They share a social security number.
Girl.
Anyway.
Listen,
so that's a whole nother topic.
Look, with that being said, I used to work at a factory. And literally, I was the only African-American person at that whole factory. Everybody else was Spanish. There was one person that spoke Spanish and English. Nobody there was supposed to be there. Everybody got somebody else's social security card or social security number, and that's how they were hired there. And the people at the factory knew that they had no right hiring those people, but they didn't care.
They knew it was a body in that factory, and they were able to do work on the production line, and they were able to produce the product at the end of the night. And a lot of business owners, they don't care. They know it's not legit, but they don't care.
That's because they're not paying employee tax. They're saving on health insurance and employee tax and all that stuff. They're not asking any questions. They just want to know, can me work? Can me friend work? So that's how they're getting away with it. This is how they're staying. And that you can't blame them. You understand? You got to blame the people that's actually helping them stay here. And that's those business owners like the vineyards and landscaping companies and all of that stuff, these construction sites. They're the ones who's keeping them here.
But you know what?
They're the ones who's keeping them here because they're the ones out there hiring them. So,
you know that there's places that they can go to, like when they come fresh off the boat, even the kids. The teenage boys, when they're caught and they take them, they get them off the boat, they bring them to immigration, they have a place where they take them straight from immigration. They don't ship them back the way people make it seem. They don't. There's a location, there's a house that they all go to. It's similar to like a group home. They go
like
right
a camp,
there to that's exactly what it is. But guess what? Mm-hmm. They still get to go to school somehow. Okay.
Yep.
Now, mind you, they never really know where their parents are because they were separated at some point in time. But they still get to stay here. They still end up getting some type of insurance because we've had a couple of the kids at my facility where they'll tell you, we came straight off the boat. Like, they caught us. We were trying to get away. You know, they didn't have no food. They didn't have no clothes. And they was running for their life, and they got caught. And when they got caught, they took them straight to immigration, and they ended up placing them at a group home here in Long Island. They didn't send them back.
And you know what's crazy?
I didn't even know so
because
much
when
that
I
this
went to
existed.
When
I'm
I went to transfer my son from one school to the other, they gave me a hard ass time. He was out of school for almost 2 weeks. They said because of one paper. So I'm like, well, how the hell is all of these little illegal people get in school without even
they
a social security number? When I tell you, I was ready to blow my top. I had the woosah.
They get in without a social security number. They get out without, and they can use everybody's addresses. They use the same address for almost a lot of people. It could be a household that got like 20 different people up in there. They don't care.
You don't need a social security card to be enrolled in school. Just so you know.
Oh, we know.
Yeah,
we were just saying in general. We know.
Mm-hmm.
We figured that out.
I have a question. I have a quick question. Do you remember the white farmers in Africa when they were petitioning for Trump to allow them to come over here?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, this was very recent. The white farm owners, because the Africans were taking back over the land. That's what's going on right now, like in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so they're kicking them off the land because they don't own the land. They didn't pay for it. They just went in and took over. So they were petitioning Trump. I'm surprised you didn't see this. They were petitioning Trump to allow them to come over here as refugees. You didn't see that?
No. I got to look that
how
up.
Long ago, how long ago was this?
This was a couple of months. This was very recent.
Oh, okay.
I think I remember something about the farmers. I've seen something.
Yeah.
I just didn't get into the story in depth.
But here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
When or if they do allow them to come over here, the white farmers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be considered African American?
Yep.
What?
You said they are
anyway,
going to be considered. Wait. You said they are going to be considered African American?
The white Africans, the white farmers.
Oh,
they're
white
Africans.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do they look
African American?
When they come over here, are they African American?
That's what they're going to be now. As long as they grant them citizenship, they're going to be African American.
So then they'll be in the same class as you're identifying yourself with.
As us. That's why
I don't know about all that.
Matter of fact, I'm Native American.
Anyway,
if you want to get technical, I'm Native American.
I'm gonna have to look that up and get back to you, Dave.
Yeah, we gotta pick this topic up. Anyway, we've come to the end of the show.
But I gotta look that
one
up.
Yeah, definitely a great question.
Yeah,
we definitely have to pick this one up.
Anyway, we've come to the end of our show where we go around the table and we give our final thoughts on tonight's show. I'm going to give mine first, if y'all don't mind, because I have to run. Dave, thank you so much for calling in. Please continue to support us. You have definitely been one of our biggest supporters, and we thank you so much. Shout out to my Lord and Jesus, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because y'all and everybody know that there will be no me without him. GQ Palace. And Rich Money, Miss Storm, Miss Mobetta, all of our fans and supporters. I love y'all. I love y'all. And we had an awesome show tonight. And I'm going to pass the mic. I love y'all. Mwah.
Love you, Diva.
All
right.
Now let's go to Dave so Dave can give his final thought on the topic.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm absolutely not going to be long.
Go ahead and say it. See, here's the thing.
I'm just going to go ahead and ask the universe to guide me in my speech, in my actions, and my emotions. I'm going to ask the universe to continue to guide you beautiful ladies, to guide Rich, and continue to teach and show us the things that are righteous and the things that are right in the eyes of the Creator. Because
Amen.
We are to help each other. We are here because of each other. We are here because someone else took the time to birth us. We are here because people came together and created us. And we are here to help create the universe that we're living in, and we're here to help each other. We cannot allow evil force to divide us. We cannot allow the evil force to divide us and conquer us. We have to look beyond that. We have to open our third eye. We have to use our chakra. We have to use the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that was given to us. We have to be careful with the foods that we eat, because it's going to block our ability to think. It's going to block our ability to reason. We are here because of the Almighty. The Almighty put us here because He knows that we will flock together. We have a certain karma. We have a certain vibration. And this is why we come together. He's just trying to get us to see who has that same vibration so that we can come together and change the world. We are here to change the world. We're not here to destroy it. We're here to love
That's
the
right.
children. We're not here to destroy them. We are here to procreate. This is why he said we need to love ourselves and most of all love him with all our heart, soul, body, and mind. This is why we're here. We're here for love, not for hate, not for discord, and not for anything else. We have to appreciate each other, and regardless of the color of our skin, because in the 1940s, it was no such thing. This was
just
a recent situation. So we have to just respect each other for how people treat us, and that's how you reciprocate that love. We can't forget all. We can't forget all, but with the understanding, we can know how to treat all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.
You want me to go, Diva?
All right. You can go.
All right. Go ahead, Dave. I hear you. It's on you. So, what you going to do? Hey. Yes, indeed. A great show tonight, and pretty much. What everybody else said, you know. We thank God for the opportunities. Yeah, shout out to Rich and Lavina for running this show. You know, takes time and patience and all that other stuff, and we thank God for your lives. And my take on tonight is stay woke. All right.
All right.
Stay woke.
And definitely, I want to apologize for us being late. You know, well, I want to apologize for me being late. Rich Money was on time. I was late. I do want to apologize for that. We had our pop concert tonight at the school for Destiny.
Okay.
So we were definitely in the building for that. And, you know, we were like, all right, start the show, Divas.
That's all good.
We got home. So definitely shout out to them. They did a great job with their performance. A lot of talent. Was definitely there, you know, in the building tonight. And these are high school kids, so they definitely did a great job.
Oh, so it takes
a lot of courage to be up there and, you know, sing the heart away and dance and at the same time and play instruments.
So definitely shout out to them. It was a great show. Shout out to, you know, my, you know, of course, my Destiny and Jonathan. He sung a soloist tonight. He did a great job. And all, everyone that took part in it, it was great. As far as the show tonight, definitely a great show. My only feedback that I do have is that always just pay attention to your surroundings. Be aware of what's going on. You know, don't let people continue to tell you that it's malfunctioned when it's not. It's a distraction. You have to pay attention to that. That's very, very important. And shout out to Dave, because he's one of the people that on GQ Palace always said that, that it's a distraction, it's a distraction. And like it always stayed in my head. So when I hear certain things, I'm like, that is a distraction. Like, that's definitely a distraction. Like, and this is why it's a distraction. And I can tell you why I feel that it's a distraction. So definitely shout out to you, Dave, because you're one of the people that always made sure that we always paid attention and was alert to the fact of certain things are a distraction. Don't let them confuse you by having you look at other stuff when it's a distraction.
Classify you with something
really
else,
on someplace else. So definitely shout out to you, you know, for that, and thank you for always supporting GQ Palace. But it was a great show, Jonathan Divas. Of course, there is no show on Friday night. We will be celebrating Quilla Markeith. We'll be celebrating his 21st birthday Sunday, Saturday, Friday night. We'll be celebrating his birthday with him. So there will be no show, you know, on Friday. But with that being said, have a blessed, safe weekend. We look forward to being with you guys again on Monday night. Monday night is UAR Radio, Onside Radio Artists. Please make sure you check us out. We'll be rotating a lot of the art, up-and-coming artists' music. We rotate it free of charge here at GQ Palace. So you're more than welcome to send your music in to gqpalaceradio@gmail.com or gq002@gmail.com. On Tuesday night, we do have our Love Sensation show, but that's where we play a lot of R&B music. It'll get you dancing on a Tuesday night. It'll keep you focused on a Tuesday night. You can't study with the music, though, because I have you dancing. But I tried. Trust me. It's not a dance. You know, it's not a study.
Not
you know,
a studying moment.
Music.
No,
it's more like
happen.
You hear the music and you're going to get up and you're going to start dancing. So there's not going to be
book's
no studying.
You're going to be back in the book bag.
Exactly. So definitely take my advice when I tell you. Just sit back, relax, enjoy the music on Tuesday night. You definitely will not regret it. It's a great show. And then back again on Wednesday night with us, the Divas here, you know, on Love Fantasy. So definitely check us out next week, same time, same place, 9 o'clock. Same phone number, 646-716-6970.
That happens to me all the time, Diva. Don't worry about it. Try to say that five times fast. Yeah.
Yeah, there is definitely a different phone number, so we're all trying to get used to it. But definitely check us out next week, same time, same place. Have a blessed and safe weekend, and we look forward to talking to you guys next week. Bye bye.
Yes, we do.
Take me to your sweet child, baby. tell you, I need them all, need them all.